So it's time for another episode of For the Record. Ian reviews Rolling Stone's top 50 albums of 2015. Today, number 43.
Is it 43? I thought it was like 42. God. We're so off. I think it's 42.
Okay, fine.
It's Kamasi Washington. Album's called The Epic. He is a jazz saxophonist. Mm. So I figured you'd dig it because you're a saxophonist yourself.
I am. Is he tenor, alto?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
I don't know the ins and outs of saxophoning.
Okay.
but it's like, and I'm just going to go out and say I don't like jazz.
Yeah. Oh.
I really don't like
Shocking.
Jazz.
Shocking. Ian has never hidden the fact that he hates jazz.
But I heard this guy. And it's like very orchestral. You got singing choir in the background. Like, everything's instrumental. A lot of the pieces are like 12 minutes long.
Wow.
Like sprawling orchestral.
That's really long.
But it ebbs and flows. You know, like it gets really loud, really loud, and then it gets kind of takes it back a notch, and then it keeps going. Like, it has peaks and valleys.
Okay.
So it's really good.
How many X's do you give it?
I give it 3.5.
Wow. Ian likes jazz.
I like this jazz.
This dude made you like jazz.
Yeah.
Okay, and where would you listen to this album?
Okay, here's what I'm thinking. It is 1965. Mm-hmm. You're in your apartment in the Upper West Side of Manhattan.
Okay.
And you're trying to write the next great American novel, and you have writer's block.
Uh-huh.
So you put this record on the record player, and you blast it.
I love it.
And it'll get your creative juices flowing.
I love it. Name of the album and artist one more time.
The Epic, and it's by Kamasi Washington.
If you want to listen to more episodes of For the Record, log on myradiox.com. Check out our podcast.